That is the most obnoxious thing to me. Now, that's for my personality. Okay, maybe you like that. In fact, I used to tell some of my teachers, listen, you don't have to call in sick. If you need a day off, just tell me. And sometimes I probably broke the rules. In fact, I know I did, but I said, we'll cover for you. Just take your day of rest. And I had one teacher that liked to ski and one teacher that liked to fish. I said, work it out. Just work it out. But you don't have to call up and give me some old sob story. Oh, I'm so sick, Darren. I gotta have a sick day. Well, sometimes in January and February, we didn't have any days off. You know, I mean, every day we were inside the schoolhouse with the kids. And that's a pretty long drag for teachers. You don't have any days off, and, you know, it's cloudy outside, and many times you can't send them outside on recess or noon. You got those characters in there all day long, and they're bugging you. Well, I'd say to the teachers, listen, you know, and I tried to plan some kind of sanity break or some kind of upper for those teachers during that time because, I mean, it was really tough to get through January and February. But see, we can plan our days, and this is such a great teaching. We can say, you know, I confess favor over every day for the next 30 days. And then we get to the end of that 30, we'll do another 30. But Lord, I'm not just going to leave those days without any decoration, without any arrangement. I'm not going to do that. I am going to plan those days for good. Lord, I plan to praise you. I'm going to put a spirit of praise on these days. Now, maybe there's a special day. Maybe Friday is a special, or Sunday is a special day, or Saturday is a special day for you. Lord, I plan and I put a spirit of praise, and I'm going to take time with you. I'm going to put on some CDs or some tapes, and I'm just going to take that time because I've orchestrated that. I planned that. I've arranged that day to just especially praise you. Now, Lord, I'm going to praise you every day, but especially on that Friday or that Saturday or Sunday or whatever day it is, or maybe it's Wednesday night when you do your prayer service at the church or whatever. But you need to plan those days. Say, Lord, that's going to be a special day of praise for me. Or maybe you need to have a fasting day. I know Barb fasts every week. And looking at myself, I should. But maybe we need a day of fasting to draw closer to the Lord and deny the flesh. See, we can orchestrate those days out there ahead of us. Now, some people put disfavor. So, this car of mine is getting, you know, it's getting pretty rickety. And it's probably going to break down. And, you know, those things always happen to me. And our family's always had problems with transportation, always. You know, my dad had problems with his car, and my mom had problems with her car, and I had problems with my... Why don't you break that curse and say, I cut that curse off in the name of the Lord? Or maybe it's like this. Well, you know, we always had problems paying the rent. Growing up, I remember Dad sweating the rent all the time. Well, why don't we cut that off and say, I will never be late a day again in my life on the rent or on the car payment or the house payment or whatever. See, we need to turn things around, and we do that with our intent of our heart and with our mouth. See, and we can say, you know, I'm prosperous every day, and it's not like I have more months than I have money. I'm going to get to the end of the month, and I'm going to have a surplus in my surplus account. Why don't you change the 15th and the 1st of the month from being, oh, these are days of great stress. I mean, these are days when I've got to make those payments. That's the day that I sit down and I wrestle with my checkbook. And I try to just figure it out. Well, what if we started confessing surplus? Thank you, Lord. I always have more than enough. Thank you, Lord. It's a blessing to tithe. It's a blessing to give. It's a blessing to give alms and gifts. What if we started declaring that? And we started saying, it's not my checking account anymore. In fact, I taught a lesson here a while back, and I said to the people, why don't you change your checkbook to a surplus account? Maybe you want to get new checks printed right there, right above your name, surplus account. So every time you write a check, you're starting to think, well, surplus. Oh, yeah, surplus. And the people ask, what is this? Well, it used to be my checking account, but now it's my surplus account. I always get down to the end of the month. I always have money left over. God is so good to me. Great time to testify. I don't care if it's in the line of the grocery store or gas station or wherever you're writing a check. There it is. Or maybe it's at the bank when you're making a deposit in your surplus account. People say surplus account. They'll probably ask you, what is this surplus account? I mean, your dad rich? And, oh, yes, by the way, he is. Well, where does your dad live? Well, he's in heaven. He's my heavenly father. He takes good care of me. So you got all kinds of ways to minister. But we need to change our thinking, and we need to say every day ahead of me is a day of blessing, not a day of cursing, a day of blessing. And no, I don't expect to have car wrecks. No, I don't expect to get parking tickets. And a couple of days ago, I was having a cup of coffee with a friend in downtown Denver. He came to meet me. But he didn't pay attention to the parking signs, and they hauled his car off. And I had to take him over to the lot where the record company was, clear across Denver. And he had to pay $130 to get his car out of hock. Well, don't confess that. You know, well, that'll probably happen to me. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say I'll probably get those expensive parking tickets. I mean, just don't. Well, don't say my car is probably going to break down. See, when you do that, you're putting curses in the days to come. You don't want those, do you? Well, no, none of us do, Darren. But what? But why don't you change your mind? Why don't you sit down and say, here, I'm going to put favor out there. I'm going to put the light of God's favor out there ahead of me. In fact, I'm going to go back, and every day if I have to, I'm going to read Psalm 44, verse 3. For their own sword, in other words, your plans, by your own plans, you didn't possess the land, and their arm did not say them, Lord, I know it's not me, but by thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy presence, thou didst favor them. Lord God, I ask for the light of your presence to be every one of my days for the next 30 days. Lord, I ask that your strong right hand and your right arm would protect me. Now, you see, it says in Psalm 16, and I'll go back and read that. It's a fabulous psalm. Of course, all of them are, but this one kind of sticks out. Here's what it says. Thou will make known to me the path of life. Path of life, interesting. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand, there it is again, there are pleasures forever. Well, that's be a good scripture to have. That's Psalm 16, verse 11. Now, in Psalm 16, verse 8, it says, I have set the Lord continually before me. That sounds like 30 days to me, because he is at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. We need to put it out there, folks. Say, I just put the glory of the Lord on every day for the next 30 days. Lord, I say that your strong right hand, your strong right arm is with me. I say that is in every day, you know, from here on. And I'm getting the blessings of the Lord. Now, here's where I believe that the ministers of the gospel really need to speak blessings over our life. I believe that they need to have a revelation. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'll step over in the healing area for a minute. If a minister of the gospel does not have a revelation of healing, you're probably going to have a lot of sickness in that church. If they don't have a revelation of really divine healing, you'll probably have premature deaths and accidents. I really, really believe that. Because if you're under that covering, you have to go by what's going on there. Now, so if I'm going to go to someone for prayer for healing, I want to make sure that they understand healing. And I don't go, and if they're sicker than a dog all the time, I don't ask them to lay hands on me. I don't want what they have. I want somebody with a revelation of healing to pray for me. Same thing in the area of finance. If I want somebody to pray for my finances, I don't want some guy that's been bankrupt 3 times to pray for me. He doesn't have it figured out yet. I'm not putting him down, but evidently he doesn't have something figured out. I want to find somebody that's successful in the area of finance to pray for me. And I want them to tell me how it works. I want them to give me wisdom in the area of finance. By the way, that's another one that you can say, that scripture we often talk about. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to understanding, my intimate friend. Lord, I put your wisdom and your understanding in every day for the next 30 days. When I get up every day, I'm going to know that I'm going to walk in your wisdom. I'm going to walk in the light of your presence. I'm going to walk in the light of your blessing. I'm going to be blessed. I'm decreeing blessing. I am placing, arranging specifically on purpose every day for the next 30 days. And then, Lord, I'm going to begin sow with the understanding I'm sowing in the name of the Lord, under the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord has been invoked upon me. See, and I believe that word invoke here is a powerful word. I believe as a minister of the gospel, I need to reach up and forcefully pull down the name of the Lord on the people that respect this ministry, listen to this ministry, support this ministry. I believe that. I believe that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more here in the next part of this tape. So advance this, get ready, flip it over, and let's go for it on side 2.